Hi everyone, I'm Cesar Carcinoiu and today I'm going to present to you the topic of Unicraft performance monitoring with Prometheus. As there are quite a lot of interesting words in the title, let's take them all one by one and see what everything is all about. First of all, let's talk about the Unicraft unikernel. Unicraft is an open source unikernel which is part of the Linux Foundation and the Zen project. Its code is fully accessible on GitHub and is licensed under the BSD 3 clause. More specifically, Unicraft falls into the category of library operating systems. This category signals that most of the components of the created image can be turned on and off. With this, resulted images offer great specialization containing no unused components. Moreover, the number of applications has increased substantially lately. This created a need to actively see how each application fares inside Unicraft, compared to a standard kernel like Linux. And of course, one of the biggest advantages is the very active community. From releases every 2 months to new contributors every season and even its own Summer of Code event. Thus, Unicraft is an ecosystem best suited for ambitious projects. You may have noticed the word unikernel several times, but what does it actually mean? Imagine running an application inside a classic operating system running a monolithic kernel. This type of system tries to cover as many use cases as possible to ensure that most applications run out of the box. This is good for convenience, but in many other cases like deploying machines inside the cloud, it offers more downsides than upsides. As such, Unicraft takes only the essential parts of the full stack application and bundles them up together. Everything then goes through the Unicraft build system and a final Unicraft image is obtained. This contains only what the application requires and reduces the size of the image from several gigabytes to several megabytes. Finally, this can be run like a virtual machine over a hypervisor using the platform of choice, for example KVM, Xen and others. Of course, this final unikernel image offers much more than just a reduced size. First of all, specializing your image starts right from the compilation step of the build. This allows cutting down everything you don't need. This, as stated before, greatly reduces the size of the virtual machines, and another important aspect of unikernel is their single address space characteristics. This means that there is no more kernel space user space separation. This may sound dangerous, but because of the image is cut down to a bare minimum, the attack vector does not actually increase. This goes hand in hand with the removal of syscalls. They still exist, of course, for compatibility, but they behave exactly like a function call. Because there is no switch from kernel mode to user mode, performance increases significantly. As said before, only the necessary functionality is kept, which means no other daemons, no potentially vulnerable system libraries, and certainly no SSH. The image is as sealed as possible. Finally, the code is platform and hardware specific, meaning that once again there is no unnecessary code left in and performance is squeezed to a maximum. So, everything presented before focuses on specialization and creating an environment as sealed as possible. But if the image is so sealed, how can we hope to monitor it? Well, here Prometheus comes in. As you may know, Prometheus is a tool used for time series monitoring of different aspects of a system. As such, you can monitor different machines with different measure parameters and even compose parameters. But what is the main advantage of Prometheus in our case? Is that we can record any type of writable data anytime an instance is brought up anywhere in the world, as long as it have its address, of course. By fulfilling all of these requirements, we can say that Prometheus is the best fit for monitoring small instances running in the cloud. Moreover, because data exposed is transmitted through HTTP, decoupling is kept at a minimum.